This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. As part of a national day of protests over income inequality, fast food workers in Boston are asking for higher wages. Among them were 75 people who rallied outside a Burger King in Dorchester this afternoon, and WBUR's Jack Lepiarz was there.
The crowd was a mix of union members and fast food workers, calling for a hike in the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Melanie Griffiths is with the labor advocacy group Jobs for Justice, which helped organize the demonstrations.
We're here to let these fast food companies know that the time has come to pay their workers a living wage and the right to form a union. We will no longer tolerate our brothers and sisters, friends and neighbors being retaliated against for speaking out against starvation wages and these bad conditions on the job.
Many of the protesters say they have to work second or even third jobs just to make ends meet. 18-year-old Christopher Cobb works at a Burger King near the Park Street T station at $8 an hour. That's the state's minimum wage. He says raising it to even $11 an hour would make a big difference in helping him go to school and support his family.
It's hard to get my foot in the door and start a career when, you know, I have to balance out my time between work and college.
On the other side of the issue is the Massachusetts Restaurant Association. President Bob Luz says the minimum wage is not meant to be a living wage. He says it's for entry-level work while providing opportunity for growth.
If you see the career lattice that this industry shows, it speaks for itself. It's unparalleled. The amount of hourly workers that move into owning franchises and the establishments that they're striking against today is an incredibly high number. So this is an industry of growth. The restaurant industry is the path to middle income.
Kyle King disputes that notion. He's worked at a Boston Burger King for 9 years and still makes $8.15 an hour.
You do have a lot of people like myself who are adult workers who are in their 30s or 40s who deserve more pay because they've been there a long time. And if you've been there a long time, that means you do a good job. And those people deserve a better wage and they deserve an increase in pay.
Other arguments against a minimum wage hike include that it would force companies to lay off workers or at least pass on costs to consumers in the form of higher prices. Jeanette Wicks Lim is an assistant professor of economics at UMass Amherst. She says even with a minimum wage of $15, price increases would not be significant.
When the minimum wage goes up in bigger and bigger sizes, you're still looking at something probably on the order of 5 or 6% of a cost increase relative to sales.
Just last week, the Massachusetts Senate approved a measure to raise the minimum wage to $11 an hour over the next 3 years. The House of Representatives is expected to vote on the matter next month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.